Hey there, this is Dee.
And I'm Miles.
Welcome to
So, how's that working out for you? And we got something to talk about.
Let's get into it. Hey y'all, Dee here.
What? Wait a minute, hold on. That's not how we start this thing off.
How you want me to start it?
No, wait a minute. You got me all wait.
So how am I supposed to start it?
This is Dee.
Hey, and this is Miles. What's up, y'all? Yeah.
Whatever.
Like that? Is that better?
Yeah. Hey, what's up, y'all?
And to our listeners, glad you're here. And to the new listener, yeah. This is your first time. Yeah. Welcome.
Hey, we're growing all the time, and we're picking up different states all the time. And man, I am truly, truly thankful. And just to get a little business out of the way is Patreon. And I want to tell you, hey, thank you for those that are contributing to Patreon and helping us and helping this podcast continue to grow and be able to bring it to you.
And you can find us at Patreon.com/DeeAndMiles.
Yeah. So, hey, thank you. And hey, and anybody, hey, we appreciate it. Thank you.
So I hope everyone had a wonderful Valentine's Day.
Yeah. And I know something. How was yours?
It was amazing.
Yeah.
I must say, one of the best.
Yeah, it was great. It was a Corona Valentine's, you know.
Yeah,
we just kind of, you know, adapted you guys, like we said, and we kind of just came up with a couple different ideas.
So I don't know if we talked about it in our last podcast, but the plan was to have heart-shaped food this year.
Yeah.
And so we did that, and the guys cooked for the ladies. We got together with our friends.
It was awesome.
So three couples, the two of them and us.
Yeah.
And the guys cooked for us, and it was wonderful. Yeah, it was amazing. It was relaxing.
Mm-hmm, it was.
We played games.
Yeah.
You just laughed, talked, watched a movie. Mm-hmm. So I have to say it was one of the best.
And it was cool. I got up 6:30 in the morning, you know, pretty excited, wanted to get it done. Got up, got some strawberries, cantaloupes, cut them up into shapes of hearts and made pancakes in the shape of hearts. And just, we had a great time, man. I really sat back, and it was just, it brought smiles to my face to watch you ladies enjoy yourself and just smile. And it was a really, really good day. And I really enjoyed it.
And I must say, my flowers are still beautiful.
Yeah.
They're still flourishing.
Yeah, that's cool.
They're gorgeous.
Yeah.
You like your gift?
Oh, yeah. That was a cool little gift.
Have you shared any with me yet?
No.
Yeah.
I got you.
So we flipped the script.
Yeah.
This year.
Yeah.
So normally I get candy.
No candy this year.
So I didn't get candy this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he got a gift in a heart-shaped box.
Mm-hmm.
And they were samples of
all
premium
of beef jerky.
Beef jerky.
So good.
Do you remember any of some of the flavors? I know you just tried root beer.
Oh man, gosh, root beer.
You had root beer habanero.
Habanero. It was mango.
Like ginger something.
Yeah. Just all kind of different flavors. It's pretty cool though.
And I haven't tasted one.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
For a Valentine's box. Valentine's jerky.
Yeah.
That was pretty dope.
A man gift.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
So, a couple weeks ago, we watched a movie, Malcolm and Marie, on Netflix.
Holy moly.
And so we waited to talk about this movie because we didn't want to spoil it for anybody.
Spoiler alert.
But if you haven't seen it by now,
hey,
sorry.
You slipping, dog. You slipping. But you about to hear about it today.
So the movie stars Zendaya and John David Washington, two amazing actors.
Oh, Oscars. I got. There's got to be.
Yeah, and I guess he's a movie producer, director, something like that.
Yeah.
He got rave reviews. They were just getting back from the premiere, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And he got rave reviews, and he was just feeling himself. He was on a high, dancing, playing
music.
Oh,
amazing.
I love the music.
Oh, the soundtrack, you guys.
Thanks for reminding me. We got to get the soundtrack.
Soundtrack.
Love the music.
It was cool. The music, the whole vibe, the black and white.
Yeah, at first I couldn't tell what era it was in.
It was just like this slick, cool, jazzy type vibe. I dug the way the movie was just set up, the cinematography.
Yeah.
It was sweet.
And it was dope. But from the time they walked in, coming home from the premiere, she just kept moving. She was in a mood.
Yeah.
He's all happy, dancing around.
Yeah,
and she wouldn't stop moving around.
Yeah, he was winning.
And
winner.
So That reminded me of me when I'm irritated or mad. Yeah. I make myself busy.
Yeah, all of a sudden, I'm just you're moving like vacuuming around. And stuff. I'm like, what the hell is she vacuuming at midnight? She washing dishes. And I'm like, oh, Lord. It's
so I'm like, okay, something's up. Yeah. You know, she's not happy.
Yeah.
And so the premise is he didn't acknowledge her. He thanked everybody else. Ooh. And didn't acknowledge her.
Yeah, no appreciation.
In front of the crowd.
Yeah.
And so she was feeling a way about it. But, and he wanted to discuss it. And she was like, nah, you don't want to.
Yeah, you don't want to go there. You don't want this smoke.
So she kept her cool.
She locked and loaded.
But she kept her cool throughout the entire movie.
It was so cool that it was scary.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you like that.
Yeah, and I can relate. I keep my cool.
Yes, and I have seen it. It's like,
but I'm a volcano.
You can feel it. I mean, it's like the energy. You're like, oh, Lord.
I stopped talking. Yeah. I keep my cool. But it's like, look, okay.
I saw a little D in that.
Not now.
Yeah. You sure you want this smoke?
And so he was trying to figure out what was wrong with her.
Yeah.
And he kept blaming everybody else. Was it this person? Was it that person? Yeah. Was it something this person did?
Yeah.
Instead of
bottom line, we know
looking into himself.
Responsibility. Yeah. What are we talking about? We've talked about this in multiple podcasts. What do we have to do, both men and women? It's not just the guys. We have to take responsibility for our actions and what we're doing in that relationship first. It's not anybody else's fault.
He's like, oh, there's no way I could have done something wrong. Mm,
yeah.
So, but I must say, with this relationship, I almost turned it off.
Oh, yeah.
Like 20 minutes into the movie, I was like,
And when you said it, I was like, and I wasn't going to stop her. You know, once you get a little vested in something, I'm like, no, we're watching it. Mm-hmm. No, when she said I'm turning, I was like, oh, yeah, okay.
It was stressful.
I was like, it's not because we study relationships. It was just like, what are we watching right now?
Yeah, we see it from a different perspective now.
It's like an apocalypse of a relationship. Yeah. It was like, what is going on?
And it might have been a little triggering, too. We've seen some of ourselves.
We talked about
that. Our younger selves.
We did.
How they were reacting to each other.
We had those 2 o'clock in the morning bouts where got passed out from being so tired.
Then
that
you got to get up and go to work.
Oh, man, yeah.
I
think you're absolutely right. I think we saw a little and it stressed us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever want to experience that anymore.
And so there's a bathtub scene.
Oh,
where
Lord,
a dude comes in and, you know, she goes away. She does a lot of going away.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes in.
Trying to self-soothe.
And he goes for the jugular.
Yeah.
The stuff he starts saying to her about the people he's been with. And
yeah, I like that. But you were saying, you know, she kept trying to go away. And we talked about that. Mm-hmm. Self-soothing, right?
Yeah.
She went in there, tried to take a bubble bath. Say, okay, what, this fool, he's being a knucklehead. He doesn't understand anything. Let me go take a nice bath, relax. And I ain't got to think about this clown.
Mm-hmm.
No.
But here he comes. He still had to, like, drive it home.
Lord. Ooh, and it was terrible.
Yeah,
it was fierce.
He didn't need her, and she didn't do
Didn't he talk about the women and all that?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh,
all the ladies he was with.
Oh, Lord. It was crazy.
Oh, wait. The most epic scene. The knife scene.
Oh, Lord, y'all.
So the whole movie, the whole time we're wondering, somebody about to get hurt.
Somebody get cut.
somebody in here is getting cut.
Better don't go to sleep. Don't go to sleep. I'm telling you, at the whole point, you're thinking somebody's going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to get it.
So that knife scene, it was the best.
We ain't
going to
tell you too much. It was slick.
The best.
Yeah, it was an intense scene. I mean, I sat there like,
We were quiet.
We were like, we was expecting this to happen.
You know, when you're a little kid, you're like, ooh.
Yeah, that was something. I'm
you
just going to say, good movie.
Yeah. So it led me to think about what we've been studying.
Oh, yeah.
With our homie, Dr. John Gottman. And he's not really our homie. He's my homie in my head because I love his work.
We just love how he presents his information.
Well, he's been studying relationships and what makes them work.
40 years.
And so they set up a situation where they had newlywed couples come into the lab. Have them hooked up to electrodes and pretty much measure their physiology. So heart rate, blood, sweat, sweat glands.
Yeah. Getting the real feel, not just this, they look like.
What the couples were doing is they were talking to each other and answering questions.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, they'd go away and they'd re-interview him 6 years later.
Yeah.
And data showed that they fell into two different categories.
Yeah, yeah.
Master relationship or disaster relationship.
I just found it so amazing, you know, because, you know, I'm the data guy. I'm a science guy. And, you know, I want to prove it. Show me. 96% success rate through this data and this information of gathering prediction of how well that relationship's going to do, if it's going to end up a master or a disaster.
So their research concluded, they could tell just from the research, who were still going to be together, who split up, or who was just in a bad marriage.
Yeah, yeah, just dealing with it.
Right, so it came down to science.
Wow. And that's what I love about John, man. It's just data-driven, 40 years of looking at people and understanding and coming up with some common sense ideas, processes, and understandings with some data.
And so in the movie, that relationship, in my opinion, definitely a disaster relationship. Ooh. They showed a lot of the symptoms,
man.
Like criticism, contempt,
defensiveness,
stonewalling.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It had everything that what we study and understand about relationships, it had all of the things that dictate it's going to be a tough relationship.
And Dr. John Gottman explained from his research that when they brought couples back and interviewed them and had them hooked up to the computer with the electrodes, and they, on the outside, they appeared to be really calm, and because they're just answering regular questions about the relationship.
Yeah.
On the outside, they appeared to be calm, but the physiology showed elevated heart rate, sweaty palms. What else was it?
It's
like your blood flow.
Yeah, and your heart rate's way out of control. And all of the calming systems
were just
gone.
And it's because their body was in fight or flight mode, attack or be attacked.
Yes.
And so your body doesn't know the difference, even though you're just sitting there talking to your mate.
No idea.
Your body feels, and the way he explains it, feels the same way it would feel if you were about to face off with a saber-toothed tiger.
Imagine that you're sitting
next to your mate answering
crazy
questions about your relationship. And so the disaster relationships, they are in fight or flight mode.
And what we know about this through data is that your body is reacting by throwing all these different chemicals into your body, these stress chemicals, these fight or flight chemicals, these things that are going to make you respond and be ready for the moment.
And you don't
need that. And so you are doing this and creating this stress and tension on your body. And they've already seen it's creating a lot of health problems for people.
Mm-hmm.
Sad to say. And I'm not going to go into that. I'll let you do your own research because it's kind of negative. But just understand that it is contributing to health issues.
Right. And that's because of the way
the body responds.
But you guys are like that in that volatile state
because
of how you reacted to each other over the years.
That's
and
right.
How you treat each other over the years and your mindset.
That's correct.
Your thought process. And we've been there. We've been a disaster couple.
Yes, we have.
Ooh, and we're just always agitated, always mad. This person can't do nothing right.
Yes.
So
definitely sitting with that criticism, definitely just trying to tear each other down and make one feel like one's better than the other.
That's that contempt.
Or it's
just like, oh, what you say don't make sense.
It's ugly. It's just ugly.
Brushing
ugly
each other off.
Not paying attention. Just not giving each other that dignity and respect. Not trying to, and I love that thing, is I'm not listening to understand. I'm only listening to speak.
And to rebut.
Yeah, and I have to listen to understand her, and then we're going to be able to build some trust.
Right. And so, like I said, we've been there.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've moved away from that.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't necessarily consider us a master relationship.
No.
I don't know if he was studying us. I don't know if he would consider us there yet.
We're working, though.
But we're working on it.
And we're bringing it to you as we work.
And that's why we're sharing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the one thing about being in a master relationship is that we try to keep things positive.
Yes.
Even
yes.
when we're in a disagreement.
Yes.
We keep it positive. Definitely stay kind and considerate. Mm-hmm. And we show appreciation mm-hmm. and show respect.
I love this.
And then when you're talking or I'm talking, mm-hmm. we act interested mm-hmm. in what the person's saying.
Yeah, I love this. This is big for me. And let me tell you why, you guys, because this is something that I'm understanding. Just because I'm upset with my mate, just because they have bothered me, they've done something really that's made me angry, doesn't mean I have to be mean. Doesn't mean I don't have to be kind. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean I can't tell them that I still love them. Doesn't mean that I can't inject some humor into that. Doesn't mean that I can't approach that in a different way and still be upset with yeah. my mate. But it's a priority. I have to recognize that, okay, I'm getting ready to respond in a harsh way. Mm-hmm. Okay, stop. You're upset. You can talk to her in a loving way and still get
right.
that.
Right. Why hurt my feelings?
Why hurt the just person's feelings?
To get your point across.
Why? There's no reason when you can come with a soft startup.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. And that's the big one, you guys. There's a 93% data behind this. And when you have a conversation and dialogue with somebody and there's a complaint, there's a problem. If I start off harsh, why do you always do this? Why can't you do that? Why are you always, instead of saying, hey, sweetheart, you know, I've noticed that when we're trying to get this done, you know, you don't do this. Or I would appreciate love when you did this. It makes me feel more appreciated mm-hmm. and understood.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
okay.
that puts my defensive down.
Puts the
if
defensive.
If you come in hard, I'm going to be defensive.
Boom.
And I'm black, y'all. I'm going to yep. get a certain look on my face.
Yeah. And she's going to have
and
yeah that body language, mm. and it's all there.
yeah.
And we do it to one another. And that's a form of criticism. That's a form of cynicism,
mm-hmm.
is when I use that body language in a negative way mm-hmm. to get my point to you. I don't even have to say it, but I use my
right.
face.
And so one thing I really like about you and the major change you've made moving out of our disaster relationship to our towards the master is you make compromises. You're
yeah.
very compromising. Mm-hmm. It's not my way or the highway.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. You're not selfish.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
And that's perfect. That leads into what we talked about. Over 60% of the problems that we have in relationship, they are going to continue. They're perpetual. They are part of what's going to happen inside that relationship. You come with...
They're there. They're who
yeah,
you are. They're
core beliefs. Yeah. They come from where you are. They're your lenses. They're how you see life. So just knowing that 60% of our problems are perpetual and they're going to keep coming back. So guess what the masters can do? They can understand that, guess what? 60% of the problems are going to keep coming back. And it's going to be the way that we handle them together.
Yeah, that makes a difference.
Yeah, it's going to be the way that we approach them. Do we approach them with love, respect, dignity?
Mm-hmm.
Do we allow each other to influence each other? Are we willing to compromise? Are we willing to say, I'll do it this way for a while if you'll do that for a while?
Mm-hmm.
Are we willing to make these?
Or I'll work on it.
I'll work on it.
Yeah.
And then the thing about it is, too, as we know, we're always changing. So I could come back to you about this same problem in 2 years,
mm-hmm.
and you could be like, ah, it's no big deal this time.
Yeah.
And then it changes for you, and you're like, oh, wow. You know, and it could have been a deal breaker for you, but because you were willing to compromise, it came back around and worked out your way.
And another thing that helped us move towards the master relationship is assertively expressing your needs.
Yeah.
So instead of saying, you never, mm-hmm. you always, mm-hmm. like I'm putting you down,
mm-hmm.
I say, I feel, I start off with, I feel,
big.
I need,
soft approach.
Would you please?
Soft approach, yeah.
So makes a huge difference.
Makes a huge difference, you guys. And I mean, I've seen it, I've done it,
mm-hmm.
and I give this to everybody I talk to that soft approach works. It really does. Check yourself before what? You wreck yourself. That's
hey.
Real. It's real.
Yep. And so another thing is listening to each other. When we're in a disagreement, we actually are receptive. We listen.
Mm-hmm.
And we acknowledge when somebody has a good point. Like, oh, okay, you got a good point. Or I didn't see it that way.
That's the
okay,
big
I
one.
See how you would see it that
yeah.
way.
They say one of the pillars that hold up a strong relationship is your ability to allow your partner influence decisions. Things that are important in that relationship that her opinion, your influence, her influence in each other's lives matters. That you can steer this ship from time to time. I can steer your ship from time to time. That we influence each other, and what that does is builds trust and love.
In a nutshell, science shows that lasting relationships boil down to kindness and generosity. Mm,
kindness and generosity.
Be kind to your mate.
Yeah. So that you can start and have some action.
Right.
You know?
That's the big one.
Commit to having that dialogue. Mm-hmm. Commit to having this conversation.
And be open to what they're saying, whether you agree with it or not.
We can show each other dignity and respect inside a conflict, not like that movie. That's not showing dignity, respect, and love and appreciation and leaning towards each other in a tough moment and taking responsibility for our actions and saying, you know what, baby, I truly messed up. I should have appreciated you that night. I should have given you all the glory. You were part of the reason why I was successful in this movie. Mm-hmm. You were the one that made me happy.
And it went a whole different way.
You were the one that guided me. You made my mac and cheese when I was hungry.
And he was still talking mess. Yeah, you know, after she cooked for him.
And but that is the thing, is what she wanted, and I've said this before, appreciate something that your partner's doing for you every day. Just one thing. Appreciate. Because then they know they matter, and that they're part of your success, because they want to be part of what you're doing too.
And so if you want to comment or give us your opinion
about the movie
or about what we spoke about, hit us up at dnmiles@gmail.com. That's DEANDMILES at gmail.com. Or you can leave a message on our message line at 872-304-5683. That's 872-304 or LOVE. So looking forward to hearing from you guys, because I mean, that's something to talk about.
And this is Dee tuning out.
yo, Miles.
All right, y'all. All right, y'all. Till next time.
Peace.